gonna break! This is gonna break! What are we getting off?
The Wee Folk Forest Kindergarten is a recently opened, rain or shine, entirely outdoor preschool and kindergarten for children ages 3 to 6 years old. Located in East Boulder, this school allows children to learn and explore the beauty of the outside world while touching, feeling, and playing with nature themselves.
The main philosophy, I feel like the main driving force behind the forest school model is just to get children out into nature and to allow them the space and the time to build a relationship with nature and to connect.
This is Elizabeth Ulrich, the director of the Wee Folk Forest Kindergarten.
The effects that being outside has on a child, I mean, there's just tons of benefits. Really calming to the nervous system. They're not seeing really instances of ADHD in children who come out of these forest schools. They do better academically because they've kept their critical thinking skills, and there's a lot of opportunities to collaborate in this type of environment, so they're constantly having to work together to build a fort or to, you know, build a bridge or to cross over a ditch or whatever it is.
Research from the Children and Nature Network strongly suggests that time in nature can help many children learn to build confidence in themselves, reduces symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, calm children, and help them focus. Children marked as ADHD have symptoms of being hyperactive and impulsive, both of which Ulrich believes that children should have the freedom to do and learn from while they are young.
And also just allowing children to take appropriate risks. You know, this is partly what's so like brilliant about this kind of opportunity for them, is that they are allowed to take appropriate risks. And that just sets them up, you know, for later in life. Kindergarten is actually, it can feel misleading to Americans because we're not used to using it in that way. The original meaning, as far as I understand it, is just a garden for children. So it's preschool for sure. We'd have preschool, and then you could, do your kindergarten year here as well. But 3 to 6 year olds, and we also have a parent taught program. So we have parents come with their 0 to 3 year olds, and we gather in the forest together, and that's a lot of fun.
Ulrich believes that providing a nature-based learning experience for young children will set them up for a lifetime of loving the outdoors.
It's really about exposure. So the more that you make these regular opportunities to get into nature, the more that it's a part of the child's, you know, really the part of their language of growing up. Like, this is what we do. We go outside. We hang out outside. It's okay that it's snowing. It's okay that it's raining. We go outside.
School at the Wee Folk Forest Kindergarten is held in rain or shine. Even with less than optimal weather conditions, children are taught how to play in that weather and enjoy it, even if it isn't always sunny.
So we would probably start our morning with building a fire and having that as a way so we could warm up. And then we probably incorporate more intentional movement, like we'd have an adventure walk. And we might go, you know, in a big loop around the property, or we have these different areas we've found on the property. Like, there's a place over here we call the tree tunnel. You know, we might take them over there and just like do a big hike just to get our blood, you know, moving. And in general, it's not so different, because really it's about the layering of the clothing. That's what changes.
Okay, let's get our blanket out.
Tea time!
As a bird joined in and started singing with everyone, Ulrich uses it as an opportunity to teach the students about the beauty of nature.
Oh, we are three musicians, we come from music land. We are three musicians, we come from music land. We can play the piano. We can play the cello and the flute, and we can dance and sing fa la la, sing fa la la, sing fa la la. We can dance and sing fa la la, fa la la.
There's a bird singing with us. I wonder if it's is that a blue jay?
I think that is a blue jay. Yeah,
same one. That blue jay has sung with us before.
That's really cool.
It has a very calming effect on me, extremely calming. And so I actually leave I leave my job as a preschool teacher feeling calmer, which I cannot say I've felt in other settings. You know, I think sometimes it can feel chaotic with this age group, and it really doesn't here.
While being a preschool or kindergarten teacher may seem like the hardest job to some, Ulrich feels more calm after she leaves her job as a kindergarten teacher every day.
I heard someone say once that if you, children can't bounce off the walls if you take away the walls. Makes sense, right? You know, it's okay for them to run and yell and, you know, be noisy and throw things within reason. And so they get to do all these things that they're normally told, like, stop, stop, no, don't do that, you know. And here it's actually, we have the space for it. It's all right. And so they can, like, you know, play out that part of themselves.
The phrase, kids need to be kids, is very relevant in this kindergarten, where children are allowed to be energetic and run around because instead of a classroom setting, they're able to explore the wild outdoors.
And it's actually really freeing as a teacher, too, to not have to constantly be putting, you know, all those limitations on the children. We spend a lot more of our energy just being here and just being aware of what's happening and enjoying, you know, the environment.
A day at the Wee Folk Forest Kindergarten starts with the morning circle, being together, sharing how they're feeling, and singing songs that appreciate the beautiful nature around them. The rest of the day consists of other outdoor projects like building a shelter or other nature art. There is plenty of unstructured time when the children can play freely, but all with the goal of having the children move around and explore the natural world.
One of the main kind of tenets that I hold for this school is that children of this age group have to just move. It's all about movement for them. And that's actually critical to them building, you know, all these other skills within their bodies. And they need to do that before they are asked to sit down, and especially to do like fine motor skills like writing. So they need this really, you know, I really feel like anywhere between 6 and 7, like you can still be doing this kind of thing. And somewhere around 7 is a good time to be asking children to stop moving for periods of time. But it's really, it's wired in. This is what we need to be doing. We need to be climbing and jumping and running.
I wish I was an apple hanging from a tree, and every time Eli came around, he'd take a bite of me. Get along home, Eli, Eli, get along home. Eli, Eli, get along home. Eli, Eli, now choose somebody new.
I just think it's really important to just get outside with your kids. That's, you know, that's really what I am passionate about, and that's, you know, to a large extent, that's why I'm doing this forest kindergarten, is really to just give parents the opportunity to have a regular experience in nature for their children, even if they have to work, or even if, you know, they can't take them out on a hike on a Tuesday. But just to say, every week we know we've got these hours set aside.
For KGNU, I'm Lena Takahashi.